Zechanishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pichas Zechanishmas Daniel Shainabas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Gemara Chasima Tova to everybody. I think tonight is going to be the last shiur till probably till after the Yom Tovim. And usually we resume the beginning of Chodesh Cheshvan. So I think we're going to be doing in Yonei Hilchas Muktza. And okay, Bez Hashem should all be good. Okay, so the shiur we're going to have tonight is about the inyan of Vidui Mu'umud. As we know that during the Yom Ha'Rayim, especially during Yom Kippur, there are a lot of times that people stand in shul and they sit and they stand and they sit and, you know. But the question is, some of these times that we stand are really only l'chumra. Like when we open the Aron, you stand, so that's considered only l'chumra. Because if the Sefer Torah is not moving any place, so the poskim normally assume that there's no chiv to stand. So we have an extra kibud for the Torah that we open the Aron, the people stand, like in the Ilah and things like that. But Me'ikar Adin, it's really not m'chuyif. But the one time that there is a chiv to stand, as a chiv midina, is when you're saying the alchets, and you're saying the ashamnus, and you're saying vidui, then there's a chiv me'ikar adin to stand. You know, besides, of course, Shemot Esrei, but that's the Shemot Esrei applies the whole year round. But when we're saying the vidui, so then you have to stand midina.
Rabbi,
yeah.
They say from Reb Moshe that when he got older and he was shvach, he wasn't able to stand, rather than to not keep the minhag of standing, that he would go outside of the Beis Medrash, so not to go against the minhag. I saw that in some of the Svarim, but Reb Moshe had that minhag.
You mean when they opened the Aron you're talking about?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, okay. But
even though the Me'ikar Adin, you don't have to stand. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So if you take a look at the Gemara here on Pei Zayin Amud Beis on the first page. So at the end of the, it says, the Amar, you see the line that begins the Amar bar Hamduni, Havakaim the Kamed Shmuel, Havak Yasiv, I was in front of Shmuel, I was sitting down. When the shlich tzibur got to aval, anachnu chatanu, kam mekam, he got up. Amar shmamina ikar vidoi haihu. So he said, you see from here that that's the ikar vidoi. That's why he stood up. So says the Ran on the second page here, at the bottom, shmamina ikar vidoi kachu kasal goinim. And when the Shatz is saying the Vidoy, then and the Oilam has to stand up, you know, also. So, I mean, we say it together with the Shatz. But that's an important halacha. So that's not just a chumrah. That's a dina de gemara here. That you have to stand the Shatz Vidoy. And the Shalom HaKadosh here on page 4, he writes, Kibalti kshemizvade yoshuach achi ispakaku kol chulio shebeshedra. Whereas you should bend down, v'lo b'yom ha-kippur b'lvan, el af kol yomei ha-shana kshemizvade. Yasekein, for I know the mishalo karab, whereas you have to, you know, bend down a little bit, but to show hachna, basically you're standing, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch on page 5. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech lezvados mu'umad. You have to be mezvade me'uman v'afil ki tshomer lei mishliach tzibur. Even if you're hearing the shliach tzibur saying it. So today when we hear the shliach tzibur saying it, we're saying it ourselves also. But even if technically shliach tzibur was saying it and you were just listening, you also have to stand up. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You have to do vidui mu'umad. Take a look now on page 7 in Hilchos Tekiya Shofar. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech l'skola mu'umad. When he's blowing shofar, he has to blow shofar mu'umad. Says the Magen Avraham, V'ein lismach al dover shim ninotel oso dover yipol. Because normally when we say what's called leaning and what's called standing, right? So normally the rule is if you would take away the thing that you're leaning on and you would fall down, that means that's smicha. And that's not called amida. But it's mashma that you can lean a little bit. You just can't lean the amount that if they would take away the thing you're leaning on, then you would fall down. That would be improper. So that's what he says. I think I just said it wrong before, but let me correct myself. He says, but you shouldn't lean on something that if you will lean on it, and then they would take away the thing you're leaning on, you would fall, that you can't do. Okay? Okay, so that's brought down, and here he's talking about Lagabi standing up for the shofar blowing. But at any time that you need to stand up, this is the way you have to do it. There's a famous sma on page 13 in Choshen Mishpat Siman Yud Zayin Sivav. See, normally when you have a din Torah, so the dayanim are sitting, and the edim are standing. So the question is, what about the dayanim and edim if they could they lean? So it says, "Einel sof simul kufches the chos of a mechabel in the dayanim shetzrichim leishiv b'shashem mechabel me'edus." Dayanim have to sit when they mekabel edus. The smicha kazu nikra yeshiva. And if there's leaning, that's called yeshiva. But then, by the edim, here, by the edim says, l'chatchila l'olam b'amida, amida l'smicha mikri shaper amida, minyan zeh. So the Sma is asking Akasha that the Edim have to stand, but if they're leaning, the Shulchan Aruch says that's considered like standing. But yet in Siman Chav Ches, when it's talking about the Dayanim, they have to sit, but if they do Smicha, if they're leaning, that's called sitting. So it's in Stir and Shulchan Aruch. Here in Siman Yud Zayin, Hipaskins, if you stand, that you have to, the Edim have to stand, but the leaning is considered like standing. And in Siman Chav Ches, by the Dayanim, he says the Dayanim have to sit, but if they're leaning, then that's considered like sitting. So what is it? Is leaning like sitting or is leaning like standing? It's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, the Sma asks. So this is my answer. Sarach Loman does lean hachal v'hachal l'kula. Notice it's a suffix. And we pass on the kula in each case. But he said, but what if in the same din Torah, the Edim are leaning and the Dayanim are leaning? So he says, that won't be good. Because that would be a stira. Because the Dayanim have to sit and the Edim stand. So they're both leaning. If they're in a case, like Rav Shachter pointed out, that the Dayanim are mamish sitting, then the Edim could be leaning. In other words, it's clear that, as Rav Shachter pointed out, based on the Sma, that the Edim have to be in a position like more uncomfortable than the Dayanim, to give cover to the Dayanim. So if the Dayanim are sitting mamish, then the Edim could be leaning. But if the Dayanim are leaning, then the Edim can't be leaning. Then the Edim have to be standing without leaning. So because if they're both going to be leaning, then it's a stira, it's a tarti desasri. Because if you have different cases, a case with the Dayanim are leaning, then the Edim can't be leaning, but they can be standing. Because like Rav Shachter pointed out, then they're in a more uncomfortable position than the Dayanim, and then that's considered a covered for the Dayanim. But if they're in the same Din Torah and they're both leaning, that would be improper. Okay, there is a famous kasha. There's a famous kasha. I remember once I was at a shul.
Why is it a tarte desasri?
Because. Because Dayanim have to stand and Dayanim have to sit and the Edim have to stand. So you could say that smichas ki yeshiva, you could say smichas ki amida. But if they're in the same din Torah and they're both being somich, so then it's a stira.
Each of them needs to get disqualified individually.
In other words, in a different case, you could say that the Edim could lean, and that could be potentially that could be Kamida. But if they're in the same Din Torah and the Edim are leaning and the Dayanim are leaning, that's a stira. That's a stira because Manavshach, the Dayanim are supposed to sit, the Edim are supposed to stand, and they're both leaning, so that means they're each considering it ki'ilu. The Dayanim are considered ki'ilu yeshiva, the Edim are considered ki'ilu amida. But that's a stira if you're in the same Din Torah, both doing the same thing.
Why can't you say the Edim are ki'ilu sitting the Dayanim are ki'ilu sitting and the Edim are ki'ilu standing?
No, because that's called a tarti desasri. Because in the same case, they're doing the same thing. So, and we want to consider it for the Edim to be standing, and the Dayanim to be sitting. That's a stira. That's a classic tarti desasri. Because they're in the same scenario, and they're both doing the same thing, and you want to count for him to be standing, for him to be sitting. That can't be because you're doing the same thing. If there were two different situations where the Edim were mamish. Where the Dayanim was sitting, then the Edim could be leaning because that's.
Holding his head up, you know, and the other is standing up with his hand holding his head up. It's not like they're both sitting down, but you know, or both standing up or propping themselves up against the wall. If they're both doing exactly the same thing, then I understand. But they're doing two different things here.
No, they're both being somech. If they're both being somech, that's a stira. It depends. I mean, somech means, the Magen Avraham says, somech means that if you would take it away, they would fall. So that's called somech. So the question is, so smicha ki amida, smicha ki yeshiva. So they both can't be doing the same thing. If they're doing the same thing, and you want to count it for one person amida and one person yeshiva, that's a stira. If they're doing different things, that's a different thing. That's a different story.
Yeah, Rabbi, there's something that comes to mind that maybe no. I think the Rav had a thing that if Maitzei Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, there's an Indian to make Shalosh Shabbos early because there's a Shalosh with say and Yalav V'Yovay and it would be a time of disaster because of Zman. So we don't normally assume like that it's not a problem to have Shalosh Shabbos later. But I think the Rav had a thing that if you have a benching and it's a suffix on whether you have to say a Yalav V'Yovay also, but it's technically it's Rosh Chodesh. So he was makbid not to bench at that time with Shalosh Shabbos early. We don't care about that because Lagabayas is not a type of disaster. It's not a contradiction. Because there's in the Derek Chaim, the Sivas has an interesting shita by that to say both. To say Ritzay and Yalav.
Yeah, okay.
So it's not because it's two separate maises. So over here, I'm doing one mice, and you're doing the same, and you're doing the same mice, but for a different purpose.
Yeah. So over here, it's clear. It's a tarte disaster. There's nothing to talk about.
Even though it's two people doing.
Yeah, because they're in the one. They're in the same din Torah.
So the Dayan himself needs his edus to stand.
Right. Right. So if they're both being somech, and you want to treat it for one person that's gishiva, one person amid, that's called a steer. But the thing I wanted to talk about is the following. Take a look. Take a look here on page 10. Take a look on page 10. So it says by the Avoda here on page 10. So it says that the Kohen Gadol would be somech, put his hands on the par, and he would be mizvadeh. Okay. Now, the Gemara in Chagiga says on page here, on page 11, Amar Rami Bachamash Rami Nasmicha B'chol Kocho Be'inam. That when you so make on something, it has to be B'chol Kocho. When you so make your hands, you put your hands on the korban, you have to do it B'chol Kocho. If it's just light, the Gemara's going to say later, they let the women used to do that. Because the women really were putter from smicha. Because it's a mitzvah sesei shazman grama, because it's only in the daytime. So the women, the Gemara says here, they to give nachas ruach for the women, he let them just put their hands lightly on the korban. But the real smicha is b'chol kocho. Oh, so the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, asked the Maradik Akasha. I remember once I was at a Shabbos Shuvadrusha, and David Cohen spoke about this in Miami's. Take a look on page 19 in the Piskei Tshuva. Page 19. Says the Piskei Tshuva on page 19, Among an Avraham Kosov, the Osul Lusmo Chasatzmo B'shas V'idoi. You're not allowed to do smicha, right? Mogen Avram says that vidur has to be mu'umar, and if you're being someich, it's no good. So he fracked the imayim zakasha. See, this is the Piskei Tshuva. He's from Rabbanim of Gur. So the imayim zakasha is. You can't say parnes vidoy al korban shall call in gadol b'shal yimos hashana hare heya b'smicha b'chol kocho al korban. So that's the imayim Mrs. Kasha. Smicha is b'chol kocho, right? We saw the Gemara Chagiga, and a kohen gadol is mizvade on the korban and he's soymech yadav, right? So mizvade. So if smicha is b'chol kocho, and he's doing vidui b'shas smicha, then how is it good? How is the Kohen Gadol vidui on Yom Kippur good if he's doing it b'shas smicha and the smicha is b'chol kocho? If you do it b'chol kocho, then you'll collapse if it'll be removed. So the fact that Imayem Mesakasha, how could it be that they did? How could it be that they did smicha? They did vidui b'shas smicha. If smicha is b'chol kocho, it means when you're pressing down on the animal. But the Magen Avraham said that when you do smicha, if you do such a stark smicha that if it's going to be removed, you'll collapse. That's ki yeshiva. But vidui has to be mamida. And vidui of the Kohen Gadol was, he did it b'shas smicha, and the smicha was b'chol kocho. So isn't that considered yeshiva? That's the kasha of the Gera Rebbe. That's the Gera Rebbe's kasha. So this kasha is quoted from the Imrahimis in several Svarim. Several Svarim is quoted from the Imre Emes. But this is known as the Imre Emes is Kasha. I mean, Rav David Cohen spoke about it once. This is known as the Imre Emes is Kasha.
Could it be, Rabbi, that the Kol 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 is not so literal and that it just means not light?
Kol 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 is... Kol Kol Kol, why shouldn't it be literal?
I don't know. It's just, it's hard to know. You know.
Why? It says Kol Kol Kol. So why should we say otherwise?
Right. It's just hard to, even when you're doing it, it's hard to know if it's really cold, cold, cold,
within reason. I mean, okay, you know, you can't be 100% perfectionist.
Right.
You hear the kasha. First, you hear, my Rebbe, Yaakov Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, Rosh Hashiva Kermiav always used to say, you have to first be magish the kasha before we can have a teretz. You have to be magish that there's a shverkite here. You have to appreciate the kasha. Once we appreciate the kasha, then we can try to see what the teretz could be. But you have to fully appreciate the kasha. The kasha is, one more time, that smicha has to be me'umad. And we say that the Rav Avram says, if you so mech b'chol kol, and you take the thing away, he'll collapse. That's called smicha ki yeshiva. And by a korban, it has to be b'chol kocho. So ostensibly, if you take it away, he's going to fall down. So then how could smicha by a korban work? If smicha is b'chol kocho, the Rav Avram paskins is ki yeshiva. And by a korban, when he did vidui, the coin was soymech on the korban. And the Gemara says in Chagiga, you have to be soymech b'chol kocho. So Pashas is that if he does it b'chol kocho, it fits the criterion of the Magen Avraham, that if you would take it away, he would fall down.
So I'm imagining if I put kol kocho on my shtender, right, instead of on the animal.
Right.
Am I standing or am I sitting?
Right.
I'm standing because I'm under my own power. I'm not resting on the stender. I'm pushing myself off the stender.
So what are you saying? What are you saying?
So I'm standing under my own power. I'm not sitting on a chair. Not the stender is holding me up.
So if you take the stender away, would you fall?
If you push me over, I'll also fall. I'm standing, I'm upright under my own power.
So I'm asking you a question. If you would take the stender away, would you fall?
Depends how good of a balance I have. If I could catch myself, which I'm pushing.
Well,
I'm resisting.
So it could be that you're being mechave into what it says in the Sefer Chas de Ovos. The crutches here.
Would crutches or a cane be considered standing, sitting?
So again, that's the Magen Avraham says, whenever you have something that if you take it away, you would fall down, that's considered smicha ki yeshiva. So let's look in the Chesed Chasde Ovos here on page 16. He says, "Mad the Bodoglon for Kedusha Shlita Brov." In other words, he's writing back to the Gerer Rebbe. He's writing back to the Gerer Rebbe. Tosa lisma chatzasma b'shas vidoy. Im kain tsein parnes vidoy ala korban shul kohen gadol. B'shay yimos hashana, yayam b'smicha b'chol kochoho. V'nei l'chor yesh lom, and the man leim alon the smicha haizah b'zeh shashir, d'ilu yinotel yipol, k'bvor b'sim tavkuf b'hei. Zeya rak b'nismach b'chol gufo. Lo b'somech ala korban da ome b'raglov, ala karka, rak yodav ala korban nismachim. Faf da smicha shul b'hei medaka, k'b'sos v'izim v'kochan tzara sh'yosim ha. Yasu Harbe al Nismach, and can have a common Nismach Machal Gufo. For Mavedrish, Kvasiv Ezim, there's as well, Yugvom Harbe, Main Sarah Lasuch Harbe, Rak Omeid al Raglov. Taina the Midrea Toysis. So I think he's saying what you're saying, Rav Meir, that it depends. In other words, theoretically, you could be Somech Machal Kocho if you're standing properly and you won't fall. Depends on, like you said, Rameer, depends on the balance. Just because, whereas if maybe it's not necessarily, but the pashas is, if you sell them from Kokoko, probably will fall. Because he wants to say a technical teretz, that you can have a situation where you're so Michal Kokoko, like Rameer just said, depending upon your balance. Depending upon your balance. And if your balance is in such a way, then maybe you won't fall. But the pashas is, if you do get b'chol kocho, the pashas is you will fall. So then what's the heta?
Are there different smachanim within the korban? Like, you know, there's different stages to the korban and different responsibilities that come at different times. So is the smicha the part that would require standing? Is that considered that part of the process that would require standing?
Well, smicha means that you're leaning. So, pashas is the smicha b'chol kocho. So that if smicha b'chol kocho will make you collapse, so then that means you're not required to stand. So that was the Emes's kasha. I thought the vidoy is b'amida, and here you're telling me to do a vidoy b'chol kocho. And it's supposed to be Mamida, but L'chor B'chol Kocho is Yeshiva. That's the Ger Rebbe's Kasha.
So maybe I'm missing one aspect of the question. The part that we know is supposed to be stood, that someone's supposed to be standing, is for which aspect of it?
Whenever you do Vidoy, you're supposed to stand.
And so I'm saying the Smicha is considered the Vidoy?
No. You're supposed to stand. We say Al-Khait, right? Al-Khait, Shechatar, Nufanach, Hasham, all these things. So that's a Vidoy. And when you say Vidoy, you're supposed to be standing. So if you say Vidoy, you're supposed to be standing. So then the question is, if you say Vidoy, you're supposed to be standing. So L'char, how did it work by the Kohen Gadol? He said Vidoy, and he was... But he did it b'shas smicha. It means he was pushing down. And pashas is if he pushes down, and the Magen Avraham says if the thing you're pushing down, or if you take it away, you'll collapse. Then that's called smicha ki yeshiva.
And we assume that he was pushing down the entire time that it was.
That's the pashas. Right, that's the Mishnah I told you to, in the.
Grant an exception to the Kohen Gadol?
I don't know what that means, with exception. Why should we give an exception?
Funny question, if I'm standing on my hands, should I say Vidoy?
If you're standing on your hands, You mean you're on the ground?
Acrobat. Instead of on my feet, I'm on my hands.
Okay. But I have a whole thing.
If I'm making smicha, I'm basically standing on my hands. I'm not just letting my weight sit on the shtender. I'm pushing off the shtender. The power is in my hands.
So Basha says you're standing on your hands. That's not Amida. Amida means Amida on your feet. Amida on your hands is not Amida. Amida on your feet is Amida.
Then smicha should be a problem because I'm really putting my weight on my hands.
Right.
I'm on all four.
That's so now you're appreciating the Imre Yemis's Kasha.
Maybe he didn't depend on for his balance on the smicha. Which he's doing. So while he's doing smicha, it's not the kind of smicha that he's so mech on for balance. And hence it's really amida at the same time as smicha.
I mean, the judgment might be stand on a scale and push down on the shtender. You're not going to weigh the same 100 pounds. If your guy weighs 100 pounds, he's pushing down the shtender. The scale's going to show 50 pounds.
Right.
Could you say by the korban that since it's a baal chai, that's different versus a shtender? It's obviously it's just there for.
Why should a baal chai be different? The bottom line is, if you take away the baal chai, I'll fall flat on my face.
No, but since the baal chai has feet, maybe that's considered different. So therefore, that smith is not doing it. So if it's a shtender or a table.
Bottom line is, if you take it away, you're gonna fall. So that's Magen Avraham Paskin. Whenever you take away something and you fall, that's smicha ki yeshiva.
Yes, yeah, that's right, Rabbi. If someone lonely needs crutches, would it be any better, let's say, to lean on another person versus using crutches? Or is it the same thing? And you're leaning on another person, you should help them in supporting me, but maybe that's a different form of smicha versus if I'm using something as only as a support, such as a
stretch. Again, the same thing. The rule is, what will be if we take it away? Will you collapse or not? So, okay. So that's the question. That is the question. So there are several answers that are given to this question. So let's look in the Sefer Mishmeres Yom Noraim by Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp. He says like this. He says, what's the pshat? Why does vidui have to be b'amida? He says, Anira b'pshitus, look on page 26 on the bottom right. Anira b'pshitus, because of the b'emes, ain't tam hadovish atzorach ma'asa amida, dafka. He says, it's not pshat that you need a ma'asa amida. The lo matzinu b'shum remes sh'mitzvahs vidui b'amida. V'fadlim y'chakosh atzorach l'shtachavah. Whereas you need hachna when you're doing. That's an ikar of tshuva. You're subordinating yourself. He says that's why you need amida. That's why you need amida while you're doing vidui. Because when you're standing up,
wouldn't be bowing on the ground be more subordinating as we do an aleinu and then?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So he's going to say that. Yeah. So he says that's the reason why you need vidui b'amida v'hishtachava shem devzeh haviki vidui al korban. Because that's like when you do vidui and a korban, you're subordinating yourself. So you bring machnir yourself. That's why when you're standing, it's you're so uncovered, say, to Ribbono Shel Olam. So you're subordinating yourself.
But isn't it the same concept?
So 1 second. So therefore, so by a korban, if you, it was even his word is he wants to say that amida is just a hechitim to show hachna. And when you're leaning on a korban b'chol kocho, what's the idea? Like the Ramban says, it's ilu that you should be the korban, right? That's the Ramban explains korbanus, that really you should be the korban, right? So Mimela, when you're somech b'chol kocho, you're ki'ilu saying I'm really the korban. So you're giving hachna. So even though technically you considered, he wants to say that amid is just because amid shows hachna, but if usually smicha shows that I'm a big shot. I can lean on something. But when you're leaning on a korban, that's the ultimate hachna. Because you're saying, I'm really the korban. That's his word.
Same as Esther Yeshiva and the Azara.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wants to say that that's the idea. Whatever shows hachna, that's good. Whatever. So if you're leaning on a shtender when you're saying vidoy, You're not showing reverence. You're not showing reverence. You're not showing your machnia yourself. So then that's no good. But when you're doing it on a carbon, even so, you're not sure trying to show gaiva. You're trying to show I'm the carbon, really. I should really be, like the Ramban said, anything that's happening to the carbon really should be on me. The Ramban says. So that's what he wants to say. It's an interesting idea. I don't think it's the pashtus. I don't think it's the pashtus, but it's an interesting idea. Now, in the Sefer Oros,
based on this idea, if someone is elderly or not feeling well, then the reason why they're leaning is not out of an arrogant way.
Right. If you say like that, right? Then, well, this is that you said in the Mikroi Kodesh. He has a piece, if an old person, like, his mutter to say vidoy when he's being somech. So, so he says, Shazavan Chalash mutter lismuch. Yeah, you're saying, well, Avraham. Or you could say, you know, what Meir was saying before, that maybe if you position yourself properly, then even if you're leaning, you could... Rav Shlomo Halevi Warman, he wrote a sefer on Yoni Yom Kippur called Oros Yimei Harachem in page 29. So he says of or... He says of or on page 35. He says like this: Uvi Iker Kushus HaImrei Emes. The paragraph that begins Uvi Iker Kushus HaImrei Emes on page 35. Ula Yesh Mokum Liyashu Bofanachet Dine Isa Biyuma Bolo Eitzel Parv Somech Shtei Yodav Alav Misvade. He said Bolo Eitzel Par Sheni. So much the yod of the mizvadim. Word the par chatus shol kol kol kol. So much of pamayim. In other words, mizvada. So there were two times, two smichas. So he was mezvada. Twice. So what's the pshat? So he says over from his Rebbe, Rabbi Warman was very close to Rav Lezer Silver from Cincinnati. So he says, Shamati mimori Rabbi Hagona Odir, Moreno Rav Lezer Silver. Zatzal. Sh'omer b'shem ha'tzofnas paneach. He says from the Rogatchover that what? The smicha is shown, he did two smichas of the par. He says the first smicha, einem smicha mipas avodas ha'korban, raki tehip mipas din ha'dvidu. So in other words, you see, it says in Yuma, balo eitzel paro v'somashte yodav alov misbada, and balo eitzel paro shnia. He comes to it the second time, v'somashte yodav misbada. So he says there are two dinim in the two smichas. One smicha is for the din of vidui. He has to be mezvada in the korban. And the second vidui is the din of, in the avoda of the korban. So he says that maybe the din of smicha b'chol kocho, he says if it was Rebbe, is on the second smicha. The first smicha was a regular din of vidui, so it wasn't b'chol kocho. Then he was somech a second time, that was the din of the in the avoda of the korban, and that had to be b'chol kocho. And Remeila, if you say like that, the kasha is miyushev, because it says he was somech twice. So the two dinim of smicha. One is the etzem hakorban needs smicha, and then there's a separate din that you need to do vidui when you bring in the korban. And he wants to say that in Yom Kippur they did it twice. A regular korban they didn't do it twice, but the one smicha that they did has both aspects. And he was so mech, and at the beginning he said the vidui, and then he was so mech b'chol kolcho, and he said another vidui. And the first time he wasn't b'chol kolcho. At the end, it's b'chol kolcho. And that's the din of avodas hakorban, but the din of vidui stam. So that's what Releza Silva said for the kasha. So again, you can give one teretz, you can give, like Ramea said, from the Cheses Chas Deovos, it's just a technical thing, that maybe there's a Hechi Timtze, if you balance properly, that you can be Somech B'chol Kokol, and you won't fall down. That's a technical teretz. Well, then you could say that, like Rav Moshe Mordechai Karp, that the idea is that if you're saying vidui, and you're leaning on the shtender, so it doesn't seem that you're being serious about your vidui. Because then you're like you're a big shot. You're just leaning on your shtender. So that doesn't show hachna. But on a korban, even though you're somech b'chol kocho, that's hachna to the korban, to ilu that you're saying you're the korban. So that's another teretz. And the third teretz of Rav Lezer Silver is that on Yom Kippur at least, and maybe on other days, He does two smichas. The first smicha was not b'chol kocho, and the other one was b'chol kocho. And the one that was not b'chol kocho, that's what he said to vidui. That was the smicha for the din vidui. Then the other din is for the avodas hakorban, even though, and that one has to be b'chol kocho. Even though in a chanami it'll be ki yeshiva, but that's a din in the avodas hakorban, not a din in smicha. Okay, I wanted to say something to just explain the Indian of Vidoy Ba'amida. There's a famous sefer called, page 38, Sefer Hayosha. It's a Musar sefer. Some say it has, it was Miyuchas to Rabbeinu Tam, because Rabbeinu Tam wrote a halacha sefer called Sefer Hayosha. And some, I think, don't think it has to do with Rabbeinu Tam. But the Musa, the famous Musa Sefer called Sefer Yosha, and Reb Meir, this is what you're going to say. He asked the Kasha, how come human beings, how come animals walk on four feet, so to speak, and human beings walk on 2 feet? That was his Kasha. So he says, Alkei Nikach Raimi Maisa B'nei Odom, Maisa Borev, Nomar, 39. Ki Ilu Nimsa, Oman Chocham, Sheyuchal Otzai, called Tzur, V'salo Ich, if you would ask a builder, how, if you would build man, how would you build him? He says that you should build a man who could walk straight up, walk erect, to show that he is superior to the animal kingdom. That's one reason that he's erect, he doesn't walk on four legs. He says, the neshama comes from the shemayim. So ki'ilu, it gives a mashal. It's ki'ilu is a magnetic force between you and the neshama and shemayim. So the magnetic force is pulling you up in an erect position, because there's that connection between the neshama and your guf to the kisei hakovod where the neshama came from. Because we come in a shemayim, so we're pulled up in an erect state, because that's where. The force is coming, min hashamayim, ki'ilu, and the neshama is ki'ilu attached to some not obviously literally, but to some ki'ilu magnetic force in shamayim, because that's where we're coming from. So we're mechuvin keneged shamayim. Behema is coming from the aretz, so his nimshach towards where he came from, and therefore all his four legs are. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam explains that to show the chashivas of our neshama, that it's coming with a shemayim, and we're ki'ilu attached to it via the force that's coming with a shemayim. So I thought to say this Sefer Yashar, to put it together with a word from Rabbi Kotler, that's all. You know, Aaron Kotler has a word on Hilchas Eidus on page 42. It's the Rambam says in Hilchas Eidus, he says, "V'chein ha'bezuyim psulim le'edus midivreim hein anashim shahochim ochlim b'shuk neikol am kol eilo ochlim arubim b'shuk keizim eilo eim akpidim al-boshes kol eilo chashuvim kehalif eim akpidim al-edus sheker." Aaron says, as we know, if a person's koshed l'shaker, he's Pasul Eidus, he's Koshin L'Shaker, even if he's a Mechal Shabbos, or he eats treif, he's... But this person, is a schlump, right? So he doesn't treat himself with respect. He eats in the street, his clothing is unkempt. So he's Pasul Eidus. So Rabaran, here in the Mishnah's Rabaran asked the Kasha, why should Bezuyim be Pasul Eidus? I understand if you're Gazel and you're Pasul Eidus, you do certain averes. But here, he's an outstanding, upstanding person. He just is lacking on the avenue of kavod atzmo. You know, he wears clothing that are all torn, and you know. So what's wrong with that? So Rabban writes here, you can take a look later, that the yisod of nemanus of an aid is that he has self-respect, self-dignity. And if we see a person who walks around and doesn't show self-dignity, then we have no reason to believe that he's not a chakran. Because a person is not a chakran because that's beneath me to be a chakran. That's not dignified. That's not what I am as a person. So therefore, that's why a person, if he's from the Bezuyin, he eats in the Shuk, and then this, the Rabban Kotler says, that's why he doesn't have that umdana that he has kavod atzmi that he wouldn't lie, because look how he treats himself. That's what the Rabban says. So that I thought that's the idea based on the Sefer Yosher. That when you mesvade, you stand up. You have to be bamida. Because to show, and the Sefer Yosher says the whole idea of a person's amida is he's dignified because he's coming min shamayim. He's not like the behemoth that's coming, totally made from, no neshama, totally made from min arts. So therefore he's saying that I'm mesvade, that I wasn't, you know, it was really shalom lechvi chvodi to do all these averus. And I'm a person who stands up, who has self-dignity and self-respect. And yet, chatanu avinu, alchei chachatanu l'fanecha this, alchei chachatanu l'fanecha that. Because it doesn't stem with who I am. But if he's sitting down, on his hands, like your man was asking, then of course you're going to sin because you have no respect for yourself. You have no self-dignity. So he has to show his self-dignity at the time that he's... Because the whole point of the Al-Khayt is to say that I'm a dignified person and I still failed. Because having the dignity is a reason why you wouldn't lie and you wouldn't steal. A person steals, he shows he doesn't have any dignity for himself. He lies, he doesn't have dignity for himself. So a person stands up, he says, I'm dignity myself. Haraya, I'm not an animal. I only walk on two legs. I don't walk on four legs. Because my neshama is min ha-shamayim and I'm ki'ilu nimshach achar nishmasi, and therefore that's considered that's who I am. So dafka b'shaz vidoy, he's omid. This is not to answer the kash of the Gir Rebbe, but this is just to understand the concept of putting together this Sefer Yosher together with Rav Aaron's vort, that you stand dafka, you do vidoy dafka when you stand, because vidoy is I did this, I did this, I did this, and pasnish for somebody like me to do these things. So I have to get my act together and not do these things anymore. And that's the. And that's the sort of perhaps a vidoy me'umad. When you're me'umad, you're showing that you're not a behemah. Because that's where the difference is. Adam and behemah. The behemah is walking on four legs. Because his nimshach to where he's coming from. He's coming from Ofer min Adama. There's no neshama. But us, we're coming from, we have a halakha neshama that's coming from the shamayim. And therefore we walk straight up, 2 feet on the ground, and we're straight up. That's not chas v'sholom in a gaiva dig away, but it shows we have a chashivas. So if you have a chashivas, then, like the Rabbi Kotler says, the reason why bazillion people eat in the street or torn clothing, whatever it is, apostle, because since they don't, the whole idea that we assume a person won't lie in court is because he has his own self respect. But if he shows us that he doesn't care about his self respect, so then, we can't give him the manus that he won't be mishaker.
It's very good. That's why it's not a stira to a big dayantif.
Meaning?
Meaning, I was wondering, I'm coming to be machni and say, Vida, why am I putting on fancy clothes? I should wear like Tisha B'Av. I should be
saying. Right. So you're saying that Yom Kippur, so Rav Meir is adding in the Hosafa that he says, why on Yom Kippur is a yantif? Right, so we wear fancy clothing. So why is that? Because to show that we, you know, Gemara says the Shabbos karu l'lamani mechabduse. The person calls his clothing mechabduse, but it's mechabim the person. So dafka you have to be mechabim yourself, because that's the yisod that I have respect for myself, and therefore I won't go ahead and do all these averes. Because if I didn't have respect, then
I'm
Yom Kippur. I put on, yeah, exactly.
But Rabbi, the Dayan also has to act with honesty, and you know, also has to be dignified. Wouldn't we think that the Dayan then if the Edim have to stand and call the Chomer, the Dayan has to stand as well?
No, because the Edim also have to show respect. Like Rav Shechter said, he always has to be one step, you know, more uncomfortable than the Dayan, because that shows respect to the Dayan.
Right, but
the Edim have to show respect to the Dayan.
You don't consider the Dayan as acting undignified by being...
No, sitting down is not considered undignified. But the Iker the Iker standing up is the way we said before. This is the, by Edis, yes, the show covered to it. But the idea we're saying now is that a person is saying, I'm an Adam and not a Behemoth. And therefore, if I'm an Adam, by the fact that I'm standing up, that shows that I'm an Adam, then pasnished for an Adam. It's not befitting for an Adam to act in this way. To be dishonest, to steal this, that's not for dignified people.
Is there a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim when it comes to standing and sitting in terms of which is more of a covetic, and how would that fit into this?
Well, Ashkenazim have a tradition that for Dovership and Kedusha we stand up. Right? For Kaddish, for Kedusha, for Baruch, and Sephardim have a tradition they sit down, except for Shmon Esrei. So even during Kaddish, except for the Chazan, Sephardim are sitting down. It's based on the Yerushalmi, but we don't have that Yerushalmi. So the Sephardic tradition is that Dovah Shebe Kedusha you can sit down, and the Ashkenazic tradition is Dovah Shebe Kedusha you stand up for. So when the people, by Vidui everyone stands.
On Pesach, that it's regarded as a kasha for a person to be leaning. And an adam kasha.
We're not
saying
that we are funny. We're proud. It's the whole idea.
We're like malachim.
How are you taking something that's basically a Shiva Sa'odim type thing, which is a derech, to say like a Zokin, for instance, we would zifra say, it's hard for him to stand up, let him sit down, no problem, no lack of derech eretz or anything. And you're combining that with a halacha. So like one is like a midah taiva, and you're combining with halacha to say that he should be possible edus, or the equivalent. Like two different worlds, They're taking midah taivas and putting it together with halacha to derive a new halacha.
Yeah, the halacha was derived already. So I'm just giving an explanation. It's not like I'm making the halacha based on this. If I was making a new halacha that didn't exist, then you could have a taina. How do I make a new halacha that doesn't exist? But the halacha's there already. So now I'm giving a beer to the halacha.
According to the smas, would it be a problem for the following thing? Let's say it's Sukkot, it's Chol HaMoed, and you're davening for Yechidus with one other person. One person's wearing tefillin and one person's not.
Yeah.
Two people doing them is obviously the contradictory.
No.
So the poskim, they never talk about that. They only talk about that in the case of an ashul and a rabbin.
Yeah, so but there's no contradiction because he's following his shita and the other guy's following his shita. What's the contradiction?
Why don't I say the same with the dayan?
No, because it's one din Torah. There's a relationship going on between the Edim and the Dayanim. He had two people at davening, have nothing to do with each other. Okay, Rabosei. Baruch Hashem, we had a very nice attendance today. We should continue. Kein Yirbu. I want to wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Toiva. It's good to see everyone tonight. And we should have a Gemar Chasima Toiva. And then I guess we start the Bein Hazmanim next week and we thank Rav Ori and the Rav for putting us all together to be able to continue the shiur even when we're not yet back in the shul. Hopefully one day we'll be able to go back to the shul. Lemaisa, till then we're still together over Zoom. So Baruch Hashem for the Rav that enables us to continue our relationships and our learning, etc. And Bez Hashem, I wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Toiva that, as we say every day in Avinu Malkeinu Mana Magefa Minachal Asecha, that, the Magefa should go away from our abode, and we should be able to be healthy and be able to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says. We need our Gashmius needs to be taken care of to be able to serve our Ruchnius needs. That's what the Rambam says in Perek Tes and Hilchos Tshuva, that all the things in the Torah, the schar, for doing mitzvahs that are written in the Torah, not the schar. The schar is schar mitzvah lahal malacha. So what's all these things in the, every pasuk and every other pasuk in Chumash that says if you do good you'll get this? No, that's not schar. That's just Rambam says. That's just to enable us to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hashem says, if I see you want to do mitzvahs, I'm going to give you gashmias taken care of, so you'll be able to continue to do avodas Hashem. Okay, so let me wish everyone a Gemar Chasim Atoiva, good Yor, Eder Tsarlin, and Adam Resnick, and Meir Kesselman, Chaim Laufer, Rav Heshi Schenker, Rav Ari Feldman, Dr. Michael Leibov, Rav Avram Levitt, Moshe Arf, Joe Helmer, David Moshe, David Hiller, Marty Koenig, Kovi Wiener, Joe Helmer, Moshe Arf, Jonathan Sarlin, Menachem Fruchter, Dr. Andrew Einstein, Mark Handelman, Chaim Laufer, Rav Elliot Schlita, Yossi Ginsberg, Adam Resnick, Meir Kesselman, Michael Lebov, Marty Koenig, Mark Handelman, I don't know if I left anyone out, Ayad Sarlin, Moshe Arf, okay, Andrew Einstein, Chaim Laufer, Yossi Ginsberg, Adam Resnick, etc. Okay, Yaakov Weiland, Shlita. Right, Yaakov, you here? Okay. So you should all be well. Joe Helmer, Adam Resnick. Gemar Chasim Atovah, you should have a good year. And we should be in touch, and we'll let everyone know the exact date when the next shiur, Elliot Brill, Shlita, we'll let everyone know when the next shiur will be. B'siyat Nishmaya. Should be well, be gesund. Good year, Gemar Chasim Atovah.